podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our historic events section. Chernobyl. On April 26, 1986, the worst nuclear accident in history took place at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant near Pripyat, Ukraine. A large cloud of poisonous radioactive elements was released into the air when one of the plant's nuclear reactors exploded and started a huge fire. The plant was only 2 miles away from Pripyat, and its 45,000 residents were evacuated within 24 hours, never to return. Another 85,000 people living within 18 miles of Chernobyl were relocated in the next month. Over the years, as many as 350,000 people have left their homes due to high radiation levels. Today, it is a ghost town that is being taken over by surrounding forests. The wind carried the radioactive cloud over large parts of Europe, as far away as Scandinavia and England. Over 55,000 square miles were contaminated, but 70% of the radiation settled on nearby Belarus, which has since suffered hundreds of billions of dollars in damage. Some scientists estimate that more than 200,000 people have died since 1986 as a result of the accident, and another 100,000 deaths from cancer may occur in the coming years. Others think that these numbers are much smaller. Over 5 million people still live in contaminated areas, and their health may be at risk from eating contaminated food, such as fish from the rivers, mushrooms and berries from the forests, and meat or milk from cattle and sheep that graze on the land. Several European countries will not accept food products grown in these areas. Many workers have moved away, and life is difficult for those left behind. Some even believe that the accident contributed to the collapse of the Soviet Union. April 26, 2006, marked the 20th anniversary of the disaster. Ceremonies were held in Ukraine to remember its victims and to bring attention to survivors who continue to be affected by it. In 2010, workers from 27 countries began building a new structure over the damaged reactor to prevent further contamination. One positive outcome of this disaster is that the safety of nuclear power plants has vastly improved. Many nations now have strict safeguards and codes in place to prevent similar accidents. Unfortunately, a similar accident occurred in Japan in 2011 after an earthquake triggered a tsunami. Has the Fukushima nuclear disaster brought about even more safety regulations? For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit esllibrary.com and choose our Historic Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.